In a little series, and it's just going to be a one message thing for me. Next, we're going to talk about In God We Trust, America, our country, our godly heritage. I always do that around the 4th of July, and I'll study and just look at, you know, our heritage from a Christian standpoint. It's always a lot of fun, good messages. This message today is, come on, say that with me. One more time. One last time. And that also means certificate of occupancy. But for today's message, I'm using that CO to mean that right there. Can you say that with me? Capturing opportunities. One more time. Capturing opportunities. One last time. Capturing opportunities. If you're new here, you haven't been to church here, you might say, well, it's crazy him making us say this stuff. Well, you'll live. All right? Say. And you're going to learn something today. You're going to learn. Because whether you like it or not, that is a good way to learn. Me talking to you like that, sitting on the screen, me pounding it in you, and you're going to go later, well, look at that, I learned something. So if you set up, listen up, help me this morning, when we leave today, you're going to know a passage of Scripture from Luke 19. And you'll be able to tell somebody else, and you'll know what it means. This passage isn't read that much. I've hardly ever heard it preached, ever. It's very similar to Matthew 25, which gets preached all the time, but not Luke 19. Capturing opportunities. Let's go to Luke 19 this morning. If you have your Bible, turn in there or just look right here. It's right there on the screen. You get all these notes from our website, get the PowerPoints, get the message off of YouTube. Usually comes to you on Wednesday, so if you want to look back and learn, you can. Luke 19. For the Son of Man, this is Jesus speaking. Jesus spoke in parables many times. They were stories that were sort of hidden, a little hidden meaning, and it was just the way he talked, and he gave incredible stories. The best storyteller ever was Jesus. But the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now that's an incredible verse. It comes right after Jesus had gone to this tax collecting crook's house. His name was Zacchaeus. Remember that? Say, sycamore tree, went to his house, all that good stuff. And he got saved. Okay? And he restored fourfold all that he had taken from others. Okay? And then this incredible verse, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So right after that, this incredible event happened. Verse 11. And as they, that's the disciples, but others are listening as well. But the disciples, as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable. Because he was near Jerusalem. I've been to the Holy Land many, many times. Used to take lead tours over there. And Jericho's not that far away. That's where the Zacchaeus thing happened. Okay? So he's headed up towards Jerusalem. Before long, he's going to tell them to go get a donkey for Palm Sunday. He's going to enter the city. So that's the setting here. And as they heard these things, he spoke a parable because he was near Jerusalem. And because they what? That the what? Kingdom of God should what? I mean, the disciples have been seeing all this stuff, these miracles. I mean, look at this. Here's the biggest crook they've ever seen. This guy recently, he gets saved. He's giving back money to people. It's crazy. Amen? People are flocking to Jesus, and, you know, it's all happening. So, wow! They're nearing Jerusalem. They think that his kingdom is about to what? About to happen. Y'all with me so far? And so he gives a parable. He said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a what? A kingdom, and then to return. And he called his 10 servants, and he delivered unto those 10 servants, say it with me, 10 pounds. So he calls 10 servants, he gives each of them a pound. And then he says unto them, say it with me, occupy till I, very important that you say that with me, occupy till I come. How many have ever heard that Jesus said that before? You remember that little statement? You've been in church before. You ever heard that? Occupy till I come, brother. Amen. Occupy. You've heard that? Well, that's where you find it. It's only found right there in the Bible. So, occupy till I come. Now, stay with me. You might say, Clark, you've lost me. Come on, we're going to come back around. It's coming. The word occupy, if you look up the word occupy, it's a weird word, to occupy. when you look it up in the dictionary, I mean, it's a strange word. And really, the word occupy means to capture. Say that with me. The word occupy means to, like a city, like in battle. An army would take a territory, and then they would what? They would occupy it. They would capture it and take it. They would take it. You understand? That's the word occupy. It means to capture. So, that has something to do with our message now. We all have been given something we can what? Help me now. We've all been given something that we can capture. We can capture. And that is, say this word with me, opportunities. 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 By the way, whiners never catch many opportunities. Did you know that? Say. Whiners never catch many opportunities because they're too busy whining. Okay? Here we go. Listen. It's not going to fly, guys. I'll put my upbringing. Oh, I had a hard upbringing. Oh, this happened, that. I'll put my bad times up with your bad times. Are we going to really go there? Say. Why would we? The flat-out, honest-to-God truth, there's a God in heaven who loves you, cares for you, and He's given you opportunities. Are you listening? That's what this story's about. Let's look at it. Capturing opportunities. C.O., come on! And get them, man! So, what is this parable about? Stay with me. It's about opportunity. So we're learning a little bit. Jesus was speaking to His disciples. We've already discussed that. We know that. And I'm going to just give you some things. We're just having a Bible study with Uncle Gary this morning. That's what we're doing this morning. A little different, but you're going to learn. You'll listen and respond. You'll get it. So what have we seen so far in the Scripture we read? First, He was dispelling some disappointment. With this parable, Jesus was helping the disciples with some disappointment they were about to face. Was His kingdom going to come right now? No. And as they heard these things, He added and spoke a parable because He was near to Jerusalem, because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went to a far country, received for himself a kingdom, and then to return. So, He was helping them with some disappointment. He says, my kingdom is not coming right now. See, that's we want that a lot of times, I guess. But there was something between where He was standing and that kingdom ever coming. That was the cross. Amen? Say. Oh, yeah, it would have been great. They just go to Jerusalem, everybody, you know, the Romans get their tail kicked and everybody lives happily ever after. That would have been good for them. That would have been bad for you and me. He had a bigger purpose, a bigger plan. That was to go to the cross so that all humanity could have a chance to be saved. Amen? It's incredible. Amen. So He says, no, my kingdom is not coming right now. I'm going away to receive my kingdom from my who? But I will what? Even though He didn't say all that inside the parable right away, as you read your Bible, you can understand that's exactly what He was saying. He spoke like that in parables. But that's exactly what He was saying. And finally, He was dealing with these disciples and He was saying, now there is work for who to do? You to do. There's work to do and you're going to do it. That's where we're at, guys. That's where we live right now. There's work to do. Why start a church? When we started Fellowship Church years ago, I went to a reporter. Actually, she came to me, was wondering what I was going to be doing because I was with the ministry for many years. And I said, well, and I told her, she kept coming to me. I said, I just don't know exactly what's going to happen. And then finally, I felt exactly what I wanted to do is just start a new church in Englewood. And the reporter sat there at me, and really with a look of disgust, and said, yeah, that's really what Englewood needs, is one more church. That's really what Englewood needs. Amen? That's why we do what we do. There's work to do. Y'all know that or not? You think people are all going to heaven in this town? You think marriages are as strong as they ought to be in this town and we're loving people in this community like we need to love each other? I think this is a great thing to do. Amen? There's work to do. Okay? So that's what this parable is about. Now, the second thing we see in this parable is this. He tells a story about this incredible opportunity. Stay with me. He tells a story about this incredible opportunity. 10 servants are called, and they're each given what? They're given 10 pounds. Uh-oh. Okay, he calls 10 servants, and he delivers them 10 pounds, and he says to them, "Occupy till I come." Okay? The word pounds is the word, basically, minus. Aminas. Okay? That's what the word means. He gives them each 10 pounds. That's the truth. I think I said it earlier wrong. Each 10 pounds. The word is minus, which is money equal to how many months' pay? So he calls 10 servants, gives them 10 pounds. The real word is 3 months. Is that a long time to live on? Say. 10 servants, 10 pounds, 3 months' pay. They're all given the what? This is important. Stay with me. They're all given what? The same amount. They all have the what? Did you know we all have the same opportunity? We spend most of our life looking at somebody who's got better off than us. Just making excuses so we don't have to do anything. Did you hear me or not? We spend so much time, yeah, but look, yeah, but they, yeah, but look, and you know, but they have it, look at me, I don't have. Let me tell you something. You have the same opportunity as anybody else to serve the Lord. Did you hear me, yes or no? You have the same opportunity as anybody else to serve the Lord. Money, hair on your head, whatever, does not matter. You have the same opportunity to serve the Lord as I do. Did you hear me this morning, church? Anything else is bull. Can you pray? Say. Can you read your Bible? Say. Can you love people? Say. Absolutely you can. They're all given how many pounds? 10. They're all given the same amount, and they all have the same what? Same opportunity. The difference is who's going to go capture it? Who's going to go capture the opportunity? Keep looking. It's not about how much money you have. It's not about how gifted you are. We do that. Well, I can't talk. Well, I don't have this. It's not about that at all. It's about how faithful you are with what you have. Say that with me. It's about how faithful you are with what you... We got to do it again. I know I'm getting on your nerves today. I'm glad. Good. It's about how faithful you are with what you have. Well, I can't give like somebody else can. You've never been asked to. You've been asked to give cheerfully. If you can't do it that way, what? Keep it. You're not asked to give what somebody else gives. You're not asked to get up here on Sunday. Oh, by the way, it's your turn this week to get up and preach. We don't do that here. But we all can do something, guys. You got to think that way. Anything else is really to be a loser. And to think, it's just crazy. Did you know when we coach football at the high school, I tell those guys on the sidelines, and my job is a motivator. On those sidelines. Did you know when those guys on the sidelines realize they matter to the team, at any moment their number could be called. Okay? But they matter to the team. They have a chance when they're on the sidelines to stay focused on the game. They have a chance on the sidelines to go, defense! 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 Did you know a guy hearing his team over there hollering for him on the sideline, there's something that happens inside of him that makes him dig deeper and hit harder? Say. We're a team. Well, we don't have the opportunity to get out there and play. So you sit there as a player on the sideline and whine. I just assume you're not be on the team. Because you're not on the team. Yes or no? We all have opportunity. Okay? Not everybody's going to be the quarterback. Good. Quarterback without the lineman, ain't he? Say. Absolutely. Guys, what good would I be if I didn't have folks to talk to? Preach to, having people bring people to church and growing a ministry. What good would I be? Not much good. You matter. Are you listening or not? Capture the opportunity. That's what we're talking about inside this parable. Keep looking. The person who has little or the person who has much, both opportunities and both can be what? Faithful. That's what it's about. We're all screwed up. I mean, faithful, steady people, I'm telling you what, they'll get a job done. Just keep plugging. Just keep plugging. Just even what's happened recently with our facility. You know, that's really exciting. That is exciting. But you know what's the really exciting thing? Is long before this ever happened, we were logging! You're listening or not? You're always waiting for the big gift, the big thing. You're not going to get anywhere in life. Life ain't like that, guys. Life is right down here and it's dirty. And you just keep being faithful. Amen. Are you hearing me today? Amen. That's what Jesus is talking about here. It's a parable. Occupy. What's that word occupy mean? Capture. I'm telling you, you try to think of what the word occupy means sometimes. It's a hard one to come up with. It means to what? Capture. Jesus said, occupy till I come. Capture opportunity till I come again. Amen? Come on. The third thing we see. This parable, I didn't read this first, but we're going to see it right now. He mentions the king's citizens. Now, he mentioned how many servants? And he gave them how many pounds? Which is how much wage? And the word occupy means to what? Okay, good. You're doing good. But he goes on in verse 14. Now, doesn't this sort of remind you of Matthew 25 where he gave one 5 talents, one 3 talent, and another one talent? Remember that? But Luke 19 doesn't even sound anything like it right now, does it? But it is very similar. You'll see. But I want you to look at this one. Luke 19:14. So he tells a parable. A nobleman's going away to get his kingdom, to be king, crowned king, and come back with his kingdom and for his kingdom. Verse 14. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us." I said he was to his disciples, but others were listening. The religious leaders, the Jews, who in a few days would have him crucified. The Bible says in John, he came unto his what? Own, and his own what? Received him not. He's telling a parable. He's telling a story. He did this so those closest to him would get it. And those that really weren't plugged in wouldn't necessarily get it. He was so, you know, he was just a genius at doing this. Jesus. So he says there are some citizens that sent the king a message and said, "We hate you. And we will not have this man to rule over us." Y'all hearing it? Have I lost you? Putting you to sleep. Come on. It reminded me of Psalm 69:4. "They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away." John 15, Jesus speaking, that vine, the branches, that incredible chapter in our Bible. It goes on at the end. "He that hates me hates my" who? "Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no other man ever did, they had not had sin or seen their sin. But now they have both seen and" what? "Hated both me and my Father." Isn't it crazy? Jesus did all these incredible things and they hated him for it and killed him. So anyway, that's in the parable as well. Are you totally confused? That's how you like to do it. Tell the story, and some would get it, and some wouldn't really know, and they'd learn a little more out of it. Here we go. Keep going. So we're talking about what? The word occupy means? Good job. Now, the rest of the story. And that's how Jesus did these parables. He would tell it, and then he would finish them. So here he comes. 10 servants, 10 pounds, remember? The king's citizens hated him. Rest of the story. It came to pass that when... Okay, he's telling the parable now. It came to pass that when the king returned, having received his what? Then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the what? And how much money did he give them? Which is how much? That he might know how much every man had what? By what? Trading. A lot of people don't know this is even in the Bible. Trading and things like that. It's right here, man. So, the king returns having received his what? He commanded the servants to be called before him. He wants to know how much every man had gained by what? By trading. Okay? Capturing opportunities. Let's see what happens. 1, 2, 3. Say that with me. Come on. 1, 2, 3. You're going to remember this if it kills me. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. One last time. 1, 2, 3. So what happened? Just it's as easy to remember as 1, 2, 3. One. Now, how many did he give? He gave 10. He's only going to mention 1, 2, 3 of them. Just telling a story to make a point. 1, 2, 3. One gained 10. One gained 10. It came, the first came to him saying, Lord, your pound has gained what? 10 pounds. Your pound has gained 10 pounds. So one gained 10. So 10 times basically. You understand that? Okay? One gained 10. He said unto him, well, thou good servant, because you've been faithful in a very little, have authority over how many cities? How many now are connecting the dots back to Matthew 25? It sounds now like Matthew 25, doesn't it? Except it doesn't say that part about the cities in that. Doesn't matter to me. Jesus was always telling stories. What can I learn from this? Okay? So what did he say to the one? 1, 2, 3. What did he say to one? He said, good servant. 2, he said, it's very interesting. He said, you were faithful in what? Isn't that crazy? He said, you were faithful in what? So much with the excuses, guys. Well, I just have a little. He goes, great, that's what I gave you. We make excuses. We can't serve the Lord or give to the Lord or work for the Lord because we don't have as much as somebody else. But we're wanting something that God didn't give us. And we're wondering why our square peg don't fit in that round hole. It's because you're trying to be somebody else or do somebody else or compare yourself with somebody else, which is not wise, the Bible says. You be faithful in the very what? Little. And he gave him authority over how many cities? That's incredible. King comes back. He's got a kingdom. He said, oh, by the way, you get all these 10 cities. Wow. Okay. So 1, 2, 3. 1 gained 10. 2 gained what? 5. And the second came saying, Lord, your pound has gained how many? So 5 times. Okay? It's incredible. And he said, likewise to him, you are over how many cities? 5. Authority over 5 cities. Keep going with me. 1, 2, what? 3. 3 gained what? Nothing. 3 gained nothing. This message today is on capturing opportunities. 3 gained nothing. And another came, or the third one, saying, Lord, behold, here's your pound, which I've kept laid up in a what? You know, like a body almost. Put this sucker in a little body, that bird, this little thing, like a body. That sort of says that in Matthew 25. So, laid in that. For I feared you.
I was afraid of you. That's why I did this. Because you're an austere man. That word is hard man. You're a tough man. You take up that thou layest not down, and you reap where you did not sow. Says unto him, this is the king speaking. This is very interesting. Out of your own what? Will I what? Boy, that ought to be something right there. We just let that sink in. Did you know God's not going to, for judgment to come on us, He's not going to call this, that, the other. He's just going to let our own words judge us. We're our own worst enemy, guys. Y'all listening, yes or no? We're our own worst enemy. We can do great things for God. We can accomplish mighty things for God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. You know what I'm saying? We've got so many things, so many promises that God gives us. We're our own worst enemy. The things we say about ourselves. Listening or not? How many have said some bad things about yourself? Say. Said bad things about... How many didn't believe in yourself? You could do nothing sometimes. Let me see your hand. You were told that by others, and you just went ahead and believed it, right? Crazy, crazy, crazy. Okay? Out of your own mouth will I judge you, the king says. And look what he says. You what? Man, all he did was just wrap it in a napkin and hide it. The king says you're wicked. See, we sometimes, we don't see ourselves not taking advantage of the opportunities that God gives us to serve Him. We just see it as, well, it's no big deal because all the other Christians are like me. They're sort of a bum. Excuse me. We think like that and we give ourselves a pass. Well, there's somebody that ain't going to give us a pass. Guess who His name is? King Jesus. He ain't going to give you a pass. Amen. You wicked servant. Out of your own mouth I'll judge you. I heard you tell me that I was a what? A hard man. That I take up what I laid not down and I reap where I didn't sow. Wherefore, you didn't give my money into the bank. That at my coming, I might have required my own money back with what? Interest. Or have I lost you with this little story? And he said unto them that were standing by, take from him the one who has the pound and give it to him that has what? What did number three do? He did what? He made excuses. Guys, listen. I love this line. It's the start that stops most people. Say that with me. It's the start that stops most people. It's the... People can talk a game and they can talk the talk, brother. They can talk and talk and talk. But it's the start that stops most people. Most people never get started. I love this. Years ago, we came up with a little old saying. I think it was Roger and I were putting a message together. And we said in a message, you can start from Inglewood, Florida and get from here to anywhere you want to in the world. You can start right here. And you can go from right here and get anywhere you want to in the world. Did you hear me? Excuse making. You could be incredible. You can be an incredible servant of God. I was at a memorial service, Brian, for your mama the other night. And we grieve for your loss, son. But what I saw in a woman who had come to Christ maybe only 9 months of her life, she went from someone who was quiet, and that's who she was, and that's fine. That's the way God made her. But she went from someone who was quiet to, after she put her faith in Christ and others were reaching out to her, she started reaching out to others. And Deb Camp, who's been battling cancer, who's outgoing and she can speak and she can talk. And she said that the other night at the service, one of the things that tickled her, that was her words, it just tickled me. Because here's Deb, she can talk, and she's got no problem, she doesn't know a stranger. But here's your mom, who's not like that, but she would be the first one to tell Deb, I love you. I bet that probably even surprised herself. You don't know. I hope I didn't lose you with that little story. You don't know what potential you have. Did you hear me today? But if you excuse make, well, you're a hard man, or I had a hard life, or this was hard here. Everything! Start doing, you're going to start saying, that's hard. Yeah. Keep doing, and you're going to say, that was hard, but we did it. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. Hard ain't bad. Hard ain't bad. Muscles never stretch when it just take the 1 pound weight. Now, here, took football team, we'll all go give you a 1 pound on the weight there. Go ahead. Yeah. We have to hurt them. Got our coach here, track coach. Where you at, sir? Right there. I mean, if you like run them 30 feet, is that going to help them, say? Long distance running? Well, I ran my 30 feet, I'm done. What he does, he says, no, don't run 30 feet, run all the way to the beach and back. Hurry. Isn't that right? And you go with them. Hey, leaders lead. That's what leaders do. Amen? All right, I know I'm going too long. So 3 gained nothing. He made excuses. Come on. His own words, what? Judged him. And his money was taken away and given to the what? That's exactly what happened here. Keep looking. Come on. And it's funny. Here's the king. He takes the money away from this one that just did nothing. Gives it to the one who was the best investor. And those that were standing by said to him, why, he already has 10 pounds. We make excuses for the excuse maker. Do you know what I'm saying? God, help us here. Hey, look, if I'm in charge and it's my money and there's a guy over here who's really kicking tail, what's wrong with taking it from the loser over here who's doing nothing and giving it to the guy who's kicking tail and letting him make money with it? Is that not smart? Aren't you glad you got a God who thinks like that? Say. But we've made this God another God. God wants you to capture opportunities. God believes in you. He's enabled you. He's equipped you. You can do mighty things for God. When others look at you, at your life, and maybe things you've gone through in your life, and say, well, that person, they're down and out now. They can't make it. Why don't you surprise them? Amen? Come on. I've never grown being on top of the mountain. But I sure have being in that valley and just climbing that hill again. Oh, it's hard. It's hard. But I'm telling you, we're getting somewhere. And something sometimes kicks in when you keep trucking that you go, then your faith gets going. You go, well, I'm going to make this thing. Amen? Say. All right. For everyone I say unto you, the king speaking, that unto everyone which hath shall be given, and from him that has not, even that which he has is going to be taken. Boy, he is a hard king, isn't he? You have something. He's given it to you. You need to really know who God is. God will take what you have and he will give it to somebody else. Because he's God, you ain't. And he's doing you a favor here. Amen. By letting you serve with him. Come on. But he doesn't play that game. God ain't fair. He doesn't sound fair. Oh, he's fair in the beginning. Gave them all the same, didn't he? Then he's fine with looking at him and saying, you call me hard. He didn't argue with it in the story, did he? Well, I can't believe you called me hard. He's like, I am hard. I expect a return. Amen? All right. Capturing opportunities. What about those who didn't want him to be their king? We left those out. It was 1, 2, 3. What about those that didn't want him to be their king? It's funny. He gave us lots of verses on those others. He gives us one verse on them. That's about what he thinks of them. That's about what God thinks of his enemies. About one verse is it. He's about doing. Okay? About seeking and saving that which is lost. But those my enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring them here and slay them in front of me. He calls them his what? Now, if we say something like that, we'd be just, you're just terrible, you're mean, you're awful. God doesn't mix words. You don't want me king over your life? You're my enemy. I sent my son to die for you, rose from the dead for you, and you don't need me or you don't want me. Or you say, I hate God, I don't like God. You know what God will do? Fine. I was laying in bed one night. I don't know how to tell this story, but I don't want to tell it all, but I'll just say something to you. Sometimes we're more spiritual than God. We're more spiritual than God. It's not that we shouldn't love people, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this. Don't get me wrong. I want to love people, and I want to love people and care for people. Okay? But did you know God, He loves and He gave His Son, but if people reject His Son, you know what He'll do to them? Guess what? He'll send them to hell. Did you know your God does that, yes or no? I think we'd do well to remember sometimes if we just keep hitting that old brick wall with some of that brick wall with somebody, they're an enemy of the gospel, enemy. Why don't you go into somewhere else and try to tell somebody else? You listening or not? Sometimes we're more spiritual than God. God dusts the feet. We're moving, baby. This train's moving. This bus is moving. You understand or I lose you? I didn't tell you the whole story, but the point is that's what He spoke to my heart one night. He said, Gary Clark, you're more spiritual than I am. You just keep trying to work with that person, that person, that person, that person. I'd have been gone a long time ago. Y'all hearing me or not? You do the math. He commands them to be brought in front of Him, His enemies. And then the last thing, He says, execute them right in front of me. We don't like that kind of God, do we? Tough, you don't get a vote. Amen, yes or no? That's our problem. That's why we excuse make. If we knew God was that way, more of us would get off our duff. You hearing me say? And serve Him! The Bible says more times than any other thing that we're supposed to do to God is to fear Him. To fear Him, to fear Him, to fear Him, and worship Him and reverence Him. This fellow didn't do that. He was afraid of Him. There's a difference. He was afraid. God's given you opportunity. You need to fear Him and respect Him enough that knowing being afraid ain't going to cut it. Did you lose me? Did I lose you? Just saying God's hard isn't going to cut it. That ain't going to fly, guys. You need to fear Him enough and respect Him enough to know that, hey, no matter what fear I come across in life, I'm going to have to keep doing it and capture my opportunities to serve the Lord. Because He's going to call me before Him when I'm going to give an account of what I'm doing. Did I lose you? I hope not. Here we go. I'm done. What did we learn today? King Jesus is seated now at the right hand of God. This parable is about Him. He went away. He's now interceding on our behalf. The Bible says He ever lives to intercede for you and me. As we pray, He's our advocate with God the Father. That's where He is right now. He has commanded every one of us to be what? Faithful. He knows that we can do it. He sees us. He's praying for us. He's equipped us. We all have the what? Opportunity to invest for the Lord. Guys, we're not talking money. We're talking our life here. Living our life for God, doing for God, man. Number four, we all have been given responsibility to love Jesus and to love people. We've all been given that responsibility. We are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might, and to love your neighbor as yourself. That's our responsibility. Okay? We all have the opportunity to do that. Okay? It's the great commandment, and it's the great what? Commission. Say it one more time. It's the great what? Commandment and the great We've all been given that opportunity. No excuses. Love is the one thing that will not what? Fail. And it's the one thing money can't buy. Remember that next time you make excuses for not serving God. The one thing you need to do is the one thing money can't buy. And it's the one thing God is, love. You're connected to Him. You can do it. What you do with your opportunity is your responsibility. That's what we've learned today. King Jesus will return, and one day we'll all stand before Him. It's over and over in the Bible. Now, the greatest opportunity we have all been given is the opportunity to be saved. Is God a respecter of persons, or does He flat out in His Word say, I'm not a respecter of persons? Okay? Does God want people to perish, or does His Word say, I'm not willing that any should perish? You've all been given the opportunity to be saved. I don't care what kooky religion you've ever heard of. God loves you. He gave His Son for you. You have every right to be saved, just like me and my brother Terry or anybody else in this room. Okay? You've all been given that opportunity. It'll be on you if you go to hell. Okay? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be. That's your opportunity today. Did you hear me? Man, I'd jump at it. If you reject King Jesus, whether you like it or not, He will reject you. You are His enemy, or you His servant. It's all up to you. What do you want to be? I want to be a servant. Amen? Come on, I want to be a servant. I want to be a servant. And I am a servant. Absolutely. We're there. Amen? I can do better, but I know who I am. Come on. Capturing opportunities. That's praising for His Word this morning. A little bit different message today, but good for us. Good for us.